Hi. I guess your sister sent you up. I hope you don't mind that I'm lounging around in my bathrobe. I was just checking how my teams did. I've been busy doing other stuff tonight instead of watching the games. No, she won't be joining us. She's a little shy about what the two of us need to discuss. I've drunk a little tonight. Your sister too. I know you remember it's our 1 year anniversary since you got us a card. We went out for a nice dinner and I had some wine. So I'm a little buzzed. Not as buzzed as it was at that stag party you threw me just over a year ago. You were like the most awesome best man ever. You, me, and a bunch of other guys hitting the bars. And then ending up at a strip club. That was. Well, let's just say I hope your sister never finds out. But she's the only one I need to give me lap dances anymore. I've never really thanked you enough for setting me up with your sister. You and I have been friends for so long that you knew I was into girls before I was ready to admit that to myself. And literally no one but you knew that your sister was the same way. But you kind of led us together and gave us some room. Now, not only do I have a best friend in the world, I'm now married to the best woman. Wow, when I was younger, I never thought I'd be married. I didn't see myself with the husband and the entire house, and pets and kids and stuff. It just didn't appeal to me as a little girl. Now I just know it was the husband part that didn't sit too well with me. Once I substituted in the wife, I realized that I kind of wanted the traditional married life thing. So now we have this nice 4-bedroom house out in the suburbs with an actual lawn I get to mow every weekend and a backyard to grill in. We even got 2 dogs. They're a little cuter than what I would have preferred, but you know I can't say no to your sister. She has this way of looking at you with those big eyes of hers. I'm sorry. So we have the 2 dogs, who are actually kind of awesome when they're not being annoyingly adorable. So, the only thing that's missing in that mental picture of mine is the kids. Your sister kind of feels the same way. It's something that we've been talking about more and more the last few months of this first year. We're pretty certain now that we're committed to spending the rest of our lives together. So it's time to start adding to this family. Thanks. I knew you'd approve. So far, it's just been a lot of talk between your sister and me. We thought about adopting, and we still might. There's just so many wonderful ways to build a family these days. But adoption can be a lengthy process and expensive. So it's probably something for a few more years down the line. And honestly, we decided we wanted to go with us having a biological child or two first. But that raised so many new questions. We kind of expected your sister to be the one to have the kid. But she's got so much going on with her career right now. Maybe in another year or two, but we didn't want to wait that long to get started. Then I remembered I had a fully functional womb too. We talked about in vitro fertilizations, but when we looked into that, damn, is that stuff expensive? That's money we could be saving for our kids' college fund. And maybe a really big TV for us to watch the games on. Plus, we didn't like the idea of just picking a guy's sperm out of a catalog based on a few words written there. Especially when we both had so many male friends that were just great guys. We knew exactly what we'd be getting then. That's when we realized that we both knew one guy who would be perfect. Someone we were both very close to, with all kinds of good genetics to pass along to our kid. You. We still had to think about it for a while, but I think the selling point is that you are her brother after all. If it's your kid, then it's still genetically a part of both your sister and me. You and your sister even look so much alike. Your kid would probably look like her too. Right now, this is the closest your sister and I can come to having a kid that's biologically part of both of us. We'd prefer to keep secret who the father is, but you'd still be such a part of their lives, as uncle and godfather. So, since I've borrowed so much from you in life already, your notes from school, your basketball, sometimes even your car, well, would you mind if I borrowed some of your DNA? No, we could go the whole jerking off into a cup and then I get the turkey baster route. I guess I wasn't being clear enough, though. Your sister and I thought that it would be best if the baby was made in the traditional way, with as little complication as possible. So, we'd kind of have to have sex, you and me. That's why your sister isn't here for this entire discussion. We felt it would be too weird for both of you. Not that it's not plenty weird to begin with. I mean, you and me actually doing it? I'm the one who told you about sex when we were both kids. I think I traumatized you at the time. But you seemed to get over it by high school, based on your success with the ladies then. I think I was jealous. Not of them, I mean. That you were getting so much pussy and I wasn't. You're pretty much the only guy I'd even consider screwing. The only guy that your sister would be okay with me getting screwed by. It helps that we've had a bit to drink when we both were out earlier, because of our anniversary. And then we came home, had some really awesome sex. Also, because it was our anniversary. You can probably still smell it in the room. I showered while your sister called you, and you drove over. But I'm still pretty turned on, even if I'm pretty nervous. Your sister offered to girly me up some for you, you know, with her makeup and perfume and stuff, but I didn't want to get too carried away with this. Unless that's the only way you do this, in which case, I'll suck it up and take one for the team. Well, technically, I'd be taking two, if you count your cock, but you get the idea. Sorry, I'm rambling. I'm nervous, like back before the game in school, or like the night with my first date with your sister, or the night I proposed to her. It's just, what your sister and I have is so perfect. And the only thing that could make it even more perfect is a baby. A baby that's part of me and part of her. And a part of you too, I guess. So, I know you don't have a girlfriend at the moment. Not this is anything a girlfriend would need to be jealous about anyway. You're just helping your sister and best friend out by lending a hand. Or a cock, at least. Besides, you had to think about having sex with me at some point in your life. Didn't you? I'm butch, and my hair's almost always has been as short as yours. But I still can't help having this body. We've spent almost all of our lives together. But you've never gotten a complete look at it, have you? Well, I'd say you're long overdue. Yeah, of course I wasn't wearing anything under the bathrobe. I did tell you I just got out of the shower. It didn't make sense to put anything on for what I had planned. And I don't really have anything sexy to wear underneath it. Not like your sister does. I almost just went for being naked when you came up. Maybe lying on the bed already. But that might have freaked you out. Especially with your sister downstairs. I wanted to break it to you gently. And to get myself used to the idea too, I guess. So, now I'm actually naked, and you don't seem too freaked out. So I guess maybe the talking helped. So I guess the next step is for me getting into the bed. You could maybe help this thing along while I'm doing that, and take off your clothes. Just don't leave them on the floor, or your sister will bitch you out. You can turn the lights off too if you want. Or leave it on. But either way, shut the door. I know your sister's okay with her brother and her wife making a baby up here, but let's not make this any harder on her than we have to. Okay, now come over here. I hope you don't mind if we skip the foreplay. I'm still turned on from celebrating with your sister earlier, and it looks like you don't need any encouragement either. I'll even go against my nature and be the submissive one here. You're the one doing me a favor, after all. I'm not really sure what to do with a guy, anyway. It's not like I've had much experience that way. So, just slide under the covers with me and get on top. That's probably a better baby-making position. Oh, damn, this is weird. I'm not sure to being this too close to someone when they're actually bigger than me. And not soft and curvy. You're actually broad and heavy and smell kind of musky. I'm sure that drives straight girls wild. So, let's do this. I'm still nice and wet from what your sister and I did. The shower didn't change that. And I maybe helped it a little along with a bit of the shower nozzle. Plus, it seems like all my teams won today, which helps put me in the mood. So, let me just spread my legs open for you, nice and wide. Then you... Yeah, right there. Just put it in just a little. I told you I was ready for you and for this. Now, hurry up before I sober up too much or cool down or whatever. Go ahead and put your cock inside my little tomboy pussy. That's not bad, actually. It definitely beats a turkey baster or some doctor poking around in there. And it's far, far cheaper. Because doctors are expensive, and we'd have to buy another turkey baster, for obvious reasons. Your sister almost decided she wanted to be up here and have my head resting in her lap when you took me, or at least hold my hand. I suggested she could film it too, and then she decided she was better off downstairs. She really is okay with this though. She wants to be able to see herself when she looks at our baby, and I already know she sees herself in you. She probably never imagined you being in me, especially once I came out. She knows I love her more than anything, and I'd never cheat on her with another woman. Definitely not with a man. But this isn't really cheating. It's with her permission, so we can start a family together. And you aren't just any guy. You're someone that's special to both of us. Someone we can both trust. Someone that will always be there for our child, but won't get in the way of our being the parents. And this baby will be conceived in love. Not in the kind of love that I have for your sister, but you are my best friend. I do love you, even if I never told you. Us being this physically close lets me get all girly with my emotions now, I guess. I love that you've been my friend forever. I love that you supported me when I came out, and your sister too. And that you brought the two of us together. This is the real reason I wanted to have the baby this way. You don't get love from a doctor's office or a medical procedure. And, well, I figured I at least owed you one fuck in our lifetime for all the good things you've done for me. Except it won't be just one fuck. We need to do it a couple of times, while I'm most fertile, to improve the odds. Several days in a row. Maybe a couple of times each day. Then wait a bit and see if we need to try again. You would do that for me, wouldn't you? For your sister and me? Oh god, your sister. I am so glad she didn't insist on being here for this. She might get a little jealous over this. I'm not usually this loud or submissive sexually. I'm the one who's usually on top and leading things. I get off on being quiet while she's loud and making her lose control. But now I'm the one going wild and getting loud. I'm the one who's about to come uncontrollably. Oh, please. Please come with me now. I need your cum. I never thought I'd say that to a guy, but I do need it. For a baby, and maybe for some other reasons. It's okay we're doing this, to make a baby for your sister and me. And I have to come. It will move the sperm deeper, and make you feel better too. And I might enjoy it a little too. Maybe too much. Come on, please. Fuck. Damn it. They'd take away my lesbian membership card if anyone saw that. There isn't actually a card. I was joking about that. Jeez, I think I might have tackled you a little too hard a couple of times in our past. I hope your brain damage isn't hereditary. I can't be too annoyed at you, though. You're doing a wonderful thing for your sister and me. I do love her more than anything, and a baby or two or possibly five would make things perfect. But if I would have never have met her, well, lesbian or not, I probably would have ended up living some lie with some guy for the rest of my life. Our marriage would have been a lie, and every time we would have had sex would have been a lie. But there's a good chance the guy would have been you. In which case, well, I wouldn't have minded being a compulsive liar. Your sister is the one I love the most, but you're always going to be my best friend. Now it looks like we had to be lovers now and then too. I guess I really don't mind that idea at all. It's just, I hope you don't mind if I tell your sister this was pretty awful. I've got a reputation to protect and all, and she might not understand how I can come so hard for you and still be so in love with her. And it's not like I can't repay you for keeping my secret. Now that I've finally had sex with a guy, and I've got a hall pass to sleep with you from your sister, I might as well explore this heterosex thing. We could, even do things that wouldn't necessarily help me get pregnant, if you want. In case there were things you never tried before, or hadn't gotten enough of. I think there's going to be enough cum filling my womb over the next week or so. So, what would you like to do to your best friend next?